Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on A New Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, that was fun.
Jess and I just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Ooh, hello!
Oh, baby.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one is Jessica McKenna.
And that one is, in fact, Zach Reno.
We got a real rogues gallery in the band section today. We got Zach Marsh on the keys.
Ooh, yes, please. We got Calver on the drums. Yeah, son. Because Dana Wickens is a little bit sickened.
Yeah, we're wishing Dana to get better soon. Also a little bit sick, but showing up today.
It's Brett on the fret. He's 2 days ahead on the cold, feeling so bold.
Living that DayQuil life. Drip, drip.
DayQuil, NyQuil, whatever quill.
Feels
that make you not ill.
Just right, Quill. It is going around, man.
It is the time to be sick.
Everyone is getting sick.
I was sick. I still have, like, I think, you know, 10% of the cold left, and the 10% of that cold shows itself at about 9:15 with a dry, useless cough. And it's like, hi.
Not a cough that could be used to power a wind generator.
Yeah, you know what I mean? A cough that feels like it's doing work, and you're like, okay, that was horrifying, but it's like working on my chest. This is like,
I
did that right on the mic. Sorry.
No, it's
That's
good.
Horrible.
No, it's fine.
This is how
we're
people keep getting sick.
We're the only people that ever record in this
room. Exactly. This is not a popular
studio.
We
are Earwolf, I think.
But guess what? We're not the only people at this studio right now at this table at these mics.
We're not. We have an incredible guest today. She is one of my favorite musical improvisers. She's a member of Baby Wants Candy, and she, every time I get to perform with her, is a goddamn delight. Please welcome to the podcast, Sarah Kaplan!
Hello.
Having me.
Oh gosh, our pleasure.
Oh my gosh, did you get any of those winter colds?
You sick?
Hell yeah, I'm sick.
Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah, we're all sick, man. It's the sick time. Yeah, I was also taking a little half dose of NyQuil, a syrup, as I was saying, just to coat the throat.
So not in a pill. You weren't cutting one of those liquid gels in half.
I was not cutting a liquid gel and taking a tiny sip like Gene Wilder sips that tulip. And I thought it was giving me crazy dreams, but I keep having crazy dreams. But I'm going to stop myself here because no one likes hearing about dreams.
Yeah, we've established that. That's canon on this podcast. My wife got this cold that everyone has, got rid of it, but the cough stayed. Coughed so hard, she, like, injured her ribs.
Yeah, shoot.
Went to, like, urgent care, and they were like, yeah, you injured your ribs from coughing. Your lungs beat the shit out of your ribs.
Cough so hard, motherfucker, try to bruise me.
First, they have to choose me.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Bruised ribs.
Can you believe it? Can you believe that that's where we're at right now?
Have you ever broken a bone of any kind?
Ooh, that was a good segue.
Okay, question. Mm-hmm. Does it count if it's intentional?
Yes.
Whoa, yeah.
I mean...
Of course.
Broken? Yeah, yeah. You know what? For the sake of continuing the conversation, let's say yes.
Yes.
I've never accidentally broken a bone.
Hell yeah. And you break a bone, you do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
In November, I had... facial feminization surgery.
Yes, we did a show together shortly after this, and you were like, don't touch my nose.
Yeah, so the surgeon did cut out a large piece of my skull.
Whoa!
Does that count as breaking a bone?
I say yes.
Some would say the skull is one of the most important bones of all.
I would say it's like one of the main bones.
It's a good one.
It's like one of the ones that I'm like, I'm so happy you're here.
So they took a piece of
my
your...
gosh.
Yeah, that's intense.
What was what was that like?
Did I hit you in the nose in that show? Because I told you I was going to before.
It was a very punchy show. Zach, was it your character who was punching everyone that show?
I was probably playing a character called Captain Punches. Jessica,
you're the creepy old man with the very platonic relationship with those children.
Oh, no, that's true. That's exactly what it was. Jessica is safe because this is a podcast, but when we do live shows...
It's a punch cast.
It's a punch cast. Is there a punch cast? Someone's doing that, right? Someone's doing
sure
like...
it's something about boxing.
Oh, yeah, that makes
what
sense.
What else could it be?
Juices that you mix together.
Cults.
Oh, a punch cast? A punch cast?
Mm-hmm.
About old medieval puppet shows.
Sure, Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
Medieval? I think a little bit. No? Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it a medieval thing?
Yeah.
Is it Renaissance? I don't know. I'm not up on my puppet history.
I mean, you're...
I need to read a subversive history of
puppets. Subversive. Yeah, subversive history.
That's a little callback to the pre-show warm-up.
To the warm-up that no one heard. I liked it a lot. Yeah.
Just letting your audience know.
I appreciate that.
We cut to the town square in the Renaissance times, where a band of puppeteers are sitting behind their puppet stand. But does it have teeth? Does our performance have teeth? When we make the small little man and the small little lady jump around, could we give it more teeth? More punch, if you will. Not just entertaining masses, but teaching them something while giving a thrill. Could it be a subversive puppet show? Could it be a subversive puppet show? Like maybe the man is the devil, the woman is God? Honestly, I don't know. Could it be a subversive puppet show? Huh.
Do you mean, could our story have edge?
Edge?
Could it upset the norm?
Subversive puppet show. It would be a subversive puppet show. And it would rally the people to quick revolution. They'd lift up their shovels and hoes. It'd be a subversive puppet show.
What if our show could have grit?
Grit.
Not just some hope and some wit.
Woo.
But make people watching question why they do that. Could it be edgy as fuck?
Yes.
Edgy as fuck.
All of that pluck. People watching would be
some light entertainment, but then how I would grow at this subversive puppet show.
Listen. Hey, I was just thinking about something. Wait, come here, Reginald. Come here.
Yes?
I was just thinking about something. Do you think it's so bad that I'm a prince and I have lots of power?
That depends. It depends, sire. If I answer honestly, will you eject me from the castle like you did Donald?
I might. Don't answer honestly yet. I don't know if I'm ready for it.
Oh, in that case, it's not bad at all.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's what
I thought.
Would
you like a second opinion from a jester?
Why are you in my bedchamber so early with my breakfast tray?
I was hiding, and I've hidden something in your breakfast tray that isn't quite a breakfast.
No, I don't like it. Reginald, go and give the jester a small bop on the nose. Not too much, but enough that he feels
tried to catch me. Oh, I'm swinging from the chandelier.
Get back here. I can't catch him, he's too high for me.
That jester is so emboldened. Jester, come here. You come here right now to your prince. Okay. You must.
Okay.
Come here.
Okay.
Closer.
Closer than this?
Yes. Actually.
Oh, am I walking backwards now?
No.
Is this backwards?
I don't understand what he's playing at. I'm the prince. You know, doesn't he know I could jail him? Come back, Jester.
I think he's just generally questioning expectations and such.
Yes, we're all saying so many questions these days, and I know why. It's because of that puppet show in the square.
Oh, that one. Oh, I like that one.
I knew you would like it.
Are you mad because of the character in it that is quite clearly a sort of
Don't say it's me.
Are you talking about Dingus the Spoiled Prince?
Dingus,
no!
Hold on. At one point they call him Dingus the Spoiled Prince, and then Dingus the Dum Dum Prince Face.
Don't you.
It's funny. When he trips and he falls into the muck.
Stop it!
That was much like the time you tripped and fell into the muck.
Stop it! I don't know why suddenly my subjects feel like they can laugh at me. Oh. Prince Wingus Fopping Pants.
Oh, Prince Wingus, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at a puppet show.
Yes, Prince Wingus Fopping Pants. No one would laugh at you, only with or sort of around you.
You better not laugh at me. You better not laugh at me. Because if you laugh at me, it might be the last thing you do.
The last thing you do.
You better not laugh at me. You better not laugh at me. Because if you do, it might be the last thing that you do.
What's your problem with the puppet show, sire? Was there a part of it that's particularly upset you?
Well, yes, when they said he was Prince Dingus, Prince Dum Dum, Prince Fall in the Mud, Prince so disconnected from the ruling class and the working class, just alone on an ice floe, like when, you know, certain old citizens never come back. They say they're going hunting and they never return. And they were saying that's what he should do because there's a time limit on when we'll even embrace the monarchy. That part. But you better not laugh at me. You better not laugh at me. You better not laugh at me, or else it'll be the last thing that you do.
Laughing at you, if I'm technically laughing at a puppet that's kind of exactly like you.
It feels a little too close for comfort, but there's maybe enough distance for me to feel okay.
Is it laughing at you if you fall in the mud? And the part that's funny to me is the mud that's all over your face, not you necessarily.
Does that that count like you laughed at me?
Because it's the mud.
Does that mean that you laughed at me?
Because we better not laugh at me.
No, you better not laugh at me. Somehow these empty threats of fear have made it somewhat clear that my grasp on my power gets looser by the hour. But still don't laugh at, laugh at me.
My darling, we need to do something about our idiot son.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm not entirely sure. Part of... No, now that you mentioned it, no. I guess I'm not sure that we need to do something about it. I suppose we could do nothing about it.
It's just that I've been talking to Marocnates, our court philosopher, and it's really made me wondering about the idea of necessity more generally.
Yes, Narcissia, I know what you mean. Marocnates has a way of getting inside of your head. With even the most basic thing. I said, good morning to him the other day, and he said, is it? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, how can we qualify a day as being good or bad? And I almost had him killed that day, but I didn't.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Oh boy, here he is.
Marocnates is here and everywhere.
You ever feel like there would be a good way, and there's no sort of way in this day and age to do this, but I want Maroctates to be able to talk to the entire kingdom like very early in the morning to sort of ease them into their day?
Hello, citizens of the kingdom of Schwelsch.
Exactly like that.
It's another beautiful day. There's not many carts on the road, but there should be when the sun is about two cocks high of the lowest hill.
Husband, I think I do know what you're saying. It's like if we could have a system of copper tubes implanted in the ground, erupting in big faunophones in every town square.
Is this more of your alchemy, darling, that you talk of so often?
What do you have against my alchemy? So I like to be learned. It's boring being a queen.
I just don't understand. I like being a king and doing all the things that I do, wake up in the morning and sort of decide which of my sons I favor today, and then I eat food and I go to bed at night and don't have to worry about such things. I have other people to do the learning for me.
Well,
I guess we're just different, you and I, darling.
I guess so. It's too bad. There's no such thing as dissolving a marriage.
What would even the word for that be?
I don't know.
Hey, just remember, nothing is until you make it so.
Oh, that's a good point. I suppose we could... I was just saying we were different. Are you saying we should not be together anymore? I think it's okay that we're not the same.
What I'm saying is I don't know anything anymore. I used to think marriage was eternal, just as I thought the sun revolved around the earth disk. But now I wonder.
Well, it does. Wait, what do you mean?
It doesn't, is the thing. It doesn't.
You're saying the sun doesn't revolve around the earth. Is that you're saying? You're saying there's more to what a life is worth. The sun does something else. It just fucks around in the sky and goes wherever it wants. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Imagine the sun spinning inside the void.
The void is the sky.
It goes round and round, no one cares if it's there annoyed.
Okay.
No one cares what it wants, it doesn't get to decide.
Oh, hang on, are you the sun? It's starting to sound like you're the sun. Are you saying your life doesn't revolve around me? I am the earth, you are the sun and your life doesn't revolve around me. But I am the king, and that's how it's done, and that's how it's been for year after year, starting at year one. You revolve around me. You are the sun. But you're saying you don't?
I just wonder, when I look up at the sky,
which of us is the sky?
The sun is revolving, but does it ever wonder why? Does it feel like it has to pretend to be happy?
Okay.
Like it has to just put on a show? Does it ever wish that it could make the decision of where next time it would go?
You are the sun.
I am the sun.
And I am the earth. I wasn't sure who was the sky in this metaphor, but the rest of it's clear, it's not absurd.
If you're the sun,
I am the earth.
Then the sky is just kind of the general structures of society that we find ourselves sitting in.
Oh man, I thought I could be the sky.
Sky.
Know what the queen says makes more sense, and if I try, then the sky is really society. Like, that is what she said, but I've been Morocrates, broadcasting inside your head.
Be a bird and said you're the sun. Morocrates is a bird. You are the sun, and I am the earth.
And society is the sky, and Morocrates is a bird. And our sun?
Our sun.
Yes, our sun.
Because you are the sun.
I am the sun.
But we also have a sun.
Spelled with an O.
We actually have more than one, also spelled with an O.
And an S at the end because it's plural.
Yes, you're so smart. And I hate that you're smart.
I hate that I'm smart.
And I hate that I'm dumb.
You're so fucking dumb.
I'm incredibly stupid, I know it. And if anyone said it, but except for you, I'd cut out their tongue. What do we do about both kinds of sun?
Brothers, thank you for joining me. I, as the younger sons of the king, I know that, we don't have a ton to do. But, listen, I think it should be said.
Yes, dear brother, what seems to be on your mind?
Well, I just think it should be said that, first in line, Wingus, he's not up for the job. He's not up for the job. And I think,
Wingus, let me stop you right there. You simply have to be up to the job. There's no other option.
Hey.
Mm. I'm saying Wingus isn't up for the job.
Hmm?
That's not Wingus.
I'm sorry, I've gone blind, and there's
it's hard.
There's nothing in this time of that we are living in to correct it.
I know, it sucks.
We're talking about Wingus?
Yeah, we were talking
Sucks a lot.
Yeah.
Sucks so much. Not up to the job, I would say.
Yeah, that's what
But if he came in the room, I'd lie to him. I'd lie right to his face. I'd say, you gotta be up to the job, there's no other option.
As you should, because, he probably will be king unless we do something about it, and that's why...
Wingus, we've got to do something about it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I was just about to say we should do something about it.
Mingus, am I the asshole here?
Listen, Fingus, it's, yes.
All right.
I needed to hear it from one of you.
I just want to say that honestly, I think no one who's too much of an asshole would even stop to ask that question. So, you're not so much of an asshole. You're not an asshole in your heart. But
say you're not inherently an asshole.
You're capable
of self-reflection. Yeah.
A fool believes he is wise. A wise man knows himself to be an asshole. Is that the saying?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what? You know what they say? If it isn't until you make it so.
Like bread.
That's it isn't that's, until you bake it so.
That's right. I was thinking, what is that saying about I don't have any bread and then I do? And what's the saying?
It isn't until you bake it so.
Yes. So what are we going to do about Wingus then? Kill him?
Oh my gosh, Mingus.
That's sort of par for the course for
Mingus.
This. They did it in the kingdom. They did it in,
Oh, you want us to be like Westphalia?
Like Westphalia. They did it. They do it all the time, killing each other.
Listen, here's what I think we do.
Yes, Mingus.
I think we go to Wingus and we say, Wingus, I bet you really want to be king, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like it so far.
Yes. And then he's such a petty dick. You know what he's going to say?
No.
He's going to say no. Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, we reverse psychology.
We reverse psychology.
Into abdicating his succession.
His throne. Reverse psychology.
It just might work because he's a dum-dum.
Dum-dum.
Ooh. He's always tripping into mud. Yeah. It just might work because he's a dum-dum. And when he falls, we makes that royal thud. It just might be the right simple plan without getting blood on our hands. We just say the opposite thing that we really want, and he won't catch on or understand, because the throne isn't yours until you take it so. The throne isn't yours until you take it so.
I like the plan that you are laying down. It's as simple a plan as they come. I was thinking, is it gonna work? But it's definitely gonna work, because Wingus, he is so dumb. Always falling into mud every day, like every single day of his life. It would be so very easy to go into that mud puddle and just hide a whole bunch of knives.
The crown is yours until you take it so.
Wingus,
the crown isn't yours until you take it so.
I understand.
Maybe we should use it on him too. What do you think?
Yeah.
I bet you really want to lead this. That you really want to lead this plan? Yeah.
No, I don't know. You don't know me. I don't want to lead a plan.
Do you know what we should do? We should totally kill Wingus, right? You're going to kill him. You're going to kill him because I told you to.
Wait, whose idea was that? Did I come up with that?
I'm telling
you
to kill
him. Well,
hold
on. I bet I have a better idea.
Yes?
What if we don't kill him?
Really
good. Would be so much simpler because he's very dumb. We'll use reverse psychology on him to make him abdicate the throne. Ooh, he's as dumb as they come.
Wow, what a great idea.
It's a great idea that I just came up with. My brain is good. As long as we agree that it is my plan we're using. As long as it is understood. The throne is in yours
until you make it so.
Have desserts until you cake it.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, don't even have a fake until you fake it so.
You don't even have a pile of leaves until you rake it so.
You don't even have a slithery little friend until you snake it so.
Through until you trick it so.
And you don't have a crown
until you take it so.
What will happen to this succession of royalty? Who will rule the kingdom? Find out when we return to the second half of The Puppet, formerly known as Prince, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
Welcome back. When we last left the kingdom of Squelch, there was a dumb prince, a dumb king, a wise queen, and three brothers who might get into mischief. All started because of a subversive puppet show. Whoa, does art matter?
What does it matter though, dude?
Find out what will happen next when we return to the second half of The Puppet, formerly known as Prince.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, fair citizens of the Kingdom of Squelch. This is your advisor to the king, confidant of the queen, and all-around cool guy, Marachnetes. How am I in your head? Well, let's just say it's a little bit of bird magic and a little bit of the queen's alchemy. But I'm just here to say it's gonna be another beautiful day. Oh, yeah. Huh, yeah. Give it to me. Huh, yeah. The feudal system is still feudal as hell. And now I wanna say that it's swell if you're at the bottom. Whoa, you can never move on. The weather is clear, the sun is shining, but there's lots of things that you might be pining, but you'll never get through. to the phone lines. Don't ask, don't say why.
Hello, I'm a washerwoman. First time listener, first time caller to the voice inside my head.
That's right. Welcome, washerwoman. What can I do for you today?
I was just sort of wondering if you could give a... first of all, love the program. Big fan.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd do it for you.
I heard sometimes the seventh caller, they get a get-out-of-jail-free card or get-out-of-the-stocks-free card. Am I call number seven?
I got good news for you, washerwoman. You are.
Oh boy, what a great day to be in the kingdom of Swear.
It's a great day to be in the kingdom of Swear. She's out of the stock, so her stock is rising. Well, she won't know anything else.
I'm a murderer.
Great day to be in the kingdom of
Swear.
Yes, hello, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello there. My name is Masterson the Weather Mage.
Oh, welcome to the program. Fine to have a Weather Mage on today.
Ah, I just felt like your listeners might want to know that there seems to be a storm system coming through. Cold weather expected in the next few days.
Beep, 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 beep. Sorry, an alarm is going off?
No, no, I'm calling in. I'm Balthazar, the traffic mage.
Oh, we got the traffic mage on the line. Well, I hope that that foul weather won't back up the carts even more than they already are.
And they're pretty backed up, friend, because I gotta tell you, there's a pretty horrible turnover on the main drawbridge. You're gonna want to seek alternate routes into the castle today.
Oh, I'm so thank you, traffic mage. And what do we have here?
Well, hello there. My name is Matt McCarmichael, the sports mage. I just wanted to deliver some bad news. Our local beloved Squelchian Jousters have lost the big tournament to the Westphalians.
Oh, no, that's terrible news, sports mage. Well, how does it look? Are they rebuilding the program? What can we hope for?
Well, since all of the knights were speared through, they will have to rebuild.
It's a rebuilding year for us, but remember to show up and say, hey, go knights. That's our logo and our mascot and the people who are on the horses. What's this ding-ding?
Hey, it's me, the washerwoman again, who you got out of the stocks.
Welcome back.
Second time caller.
Don't worry.
First time listener still. I just wanted to say, with all this scary news, I do appreciate you being in my ear, and I was wondering if you could give us some more of your sort of inspirational stuff that just sounds so nice, even if it doesn't mean too much.
Hmm, you want me to spit some inspirational platitudes? Well, you got it. That's how Marachnity signs off every broadcast. Hey, remember, it isn't it until you make it so. Today is the first step that shoe has taken. Hey, that tea will never be the same. And remember, all the water is the same water of all time. And it's a great day to be in the kingdom of Squelch. Oh, it's a great day to be in the kingdom of Squelch. And even if it isn't, well, you won't know anything else. So it's a great day.
CH Broadcasting, please donate to your local stations. Brother, brother of mine, dearest brother of mine.
What do you want?
Well, I just
I was just over here stamping my foot. Are you about to interrupt my foot stamping?
Why is your face covered in mud so early in this morning?
I don't know. Why is your face not covered in mud?
Because I didn't fall in a pool like a damn fool, Wingus.
Well, maybe you weren't walking. I don't know. I'm over here stamping my foot.
Why are you stamping your foot, dear brother?
Because I've fallen in mud again.
Oh, you silly boy. Perhaps the puppet show was right about you all along.
You saw the puppet show?
No, I don't see anything. I am blind as a bat, but I have heard the puppet show several times.
I forgot.
Am I in the puppet show, dear brother?
No, there's just sort of like a Greek chorus of the other brothers.
Is it me? Is it mostly me?
No, it's
all of you. I like to think of the chorus as mostly me.
What?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Am I the asshole? Of all the princes, you're the dumb one.
What?
I'm very smart, not easily manipulated. But am I the asshole, Wingus?
I don't think so. I think probably I am, the way I'm always...
You're definitely the dumb one, Wingus.
Well, were you saying I can only be one thing?
Yes, every prince has a thing.
Oh.
Me? Like Bingus. Bingus is the conniving one.
I don't think so.
Then there's Mingus. He's the one with the biggest hat.
No, I don't think so. I think maybe I am the dumb one. And also an asshole. And you are the asshole.
Okay.
But also the dumb one. And Bingus is thoughtful. And Mingus is smart. And Bingus has kind moments. And Wingus has no heart.
But isn't Mingus the tall one?
Sure.
And isn't that simpler?
Sure.
Like, Mingus is the one with the very nice shoes and never a pimpler.
So I think we just let the two of them talk about this until they fall down because they forget to sit. Have you seen that before? Sometimes they forget to sit.
I am the tired one. My legs are the ones that are hurt all the time.
I am the one who's starting to not see clearly.
And I am the one who knocks before I enter a room.
And I enter a room and then I knock.
Yes, they are the dumb ones.
They are the dumb ones.
You know it's true.
I know it's true.
Maybe if we could get rid of the two of them, it's just me and you.
And like, if you were king, I would think that was right.
If you were king... That would be tight.
We just have to get rid of these two.
Wingus, I just realized
I
am the cute one.
Yes, what? I passed out for a second. I didn't stand, and I was locking my knees.
I know, that happens to me all the time.
And I was holding my breath, because that's how you listen.
You cannot listen if your mouth is agape. Everyone knows your mouth closed is how the thoughts will escape if you open it up.
This will go on forever.
Neither of us should breathe at one time.
As long as he talks, he won't breathe. And then we can convince them to leave. They are the dumb ones.
They are the dumb ones.
I'm the cute ones.
Oh, we should be the ruling ones.
That much is clear.
They are the dumb... Oh, yeah.
Brothers. You know what? You know what? You just had the best idea.
Did I now?
You did.
I always have the best idea.
Wait, it was probably me next
in
line.
No, the thing is, you... Don't you remember the two of you both just told me that you're taking a trip to our arch-rivals Westphalia?
Oh, yeah, that was my idea.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I did want to do that, and I had a very good reason for wanting to do that, too.
Wait, and right. I know
Which
what
I'm
the
sure
reason
I,
is.
I'm sure I said it out loud,
I know what the reason is. I'll say it first.
I'll say it after you say it.
They have bread.
Yeah, is it because they
have bread?
This is easier than I thought.
Is that what I said? Is that what I did? We'll go for the bread. We'll kill all the kids. The kids have the bread. And I want the bread. And that's it. Let's all go.
We are the gone ones.
Heading to war.
I thought we were getting bread.
Yes, a war for the bread. I've said it before.
I'll just keep on walking. And maybe I'll let you lead. And maybe I won't. And maybe I'll go backwards on my steed. Goodbye, brothers.
Goodbye
Kingdom of Squelch.
Oh, goodbye.
Bingus.
Yes.
I don't remember the plan, but I think it's going very well.
It's going so well.
Okay, good.
You're doing great.
Off to kill children and get bread.
Excuse me. Hi. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind doing this puppet show another 2 weeks at my theater.
Oh, wow. another 2 weeks, we got an extension!
An extension! We're being extended!
Yes, yes. Very good.
Everyone, I have excellent news. Gather around.
Gather, everyone.
Left hands and right hands. I want the whole cast here
yes.
right
gather,
now.
Gather. Yes. What's going on? Gather.
This puppet show, The Dum Dum Prince, this puppet show has meant so much to me.
See, oh my gosh, do not cry.
I won't cry. I won't cry.
Chet, if you cry, I'll cry.
Every single day, I watch all of you.
Oh my gosh, he's crying.
I am not. I watch every single one of you put 200% and all 15 of your fingers into this show.
Okay.
More fingers and percent than any of you have, and you do it every goddamn day. God bless you. We're being extended.
Chat, can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
Chat, every day I come into this theater and I see you just caring so much about this show and being one of your actors.
Susie, just, oh my God. Susie, oh my God. Don't. I'm going
to. Don't cry. Susie, if you cry, I'll cry. If you cry. I'll cry.
Chat, you just care so much and it makes me care so much and I can't believe it.
Isn't that what we're here to do? I cry, I'll cry with you. And when you cry, I'll cry too. We're just that kind of guy. When you cry, I'll cry. And we'll share it on the stage. And we make art, it's all the rage. We do our part and then no way. Feel free to cry. But if you cry, I'll cry. And we will all cry together. All kinds of weather. Whatever clouds are up in the sky. I will cry. And we all will cry.
Okay, okay. Now I'm not one to glow.
Brittany, glow.
But I love all of you. And
feel free to cry.
And I joined this team, so filled with fierce.
And it is a team.
Never been on a stage before, never been right here.
It is a stage.
Never I got to challenge myself, never got to chase my dreams. But now I know, with you behind me, I'll always have a team.
Susie, so don't cry. Cause if you cry, I'll cry. Go ahead and cry. But if you cry, I'll cry. And we'll make our eyes super wet as they get. And I think we all know why. Everyone who sees our show, if they learn one thing, the thing they'll know is it is okay if we all cry. Extension! Extension!
Oh my
God, extension!
Your Majesty, I think that this morning was a huge success. You know, between your alchemy and my bird magic, my voice was heard in every head of...
Yes, it was wonderful.
I mean, I felt good about it, but...
No, I felt it was great in those mages.
Sorry, Your Highness.
You woke me up.
I liked
it a lot. I didn't understand it, but it was really pleasant. And I'll be the first to admit, darling.
Yes?
It was a very good idea.
Thank you.
I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you also did it.
Would you like
it's a combination of alchemy and bird magic.
If you take a dried lizard gizzard and grind it up into a powder.
Ooh, this feels like you're trying to put learning on me, Narcissus. Is that what you're doing?
Well, what I thought was maybe you were expressing an interest in my interest for once, but I'll take what you're giving me.
You have interests.
Oh boy. I see what you're saying.
Never occurred to me.
Talking about?
I know. And I thought when you got the whole revolving thing going, it's just going to be two steps forward, one step back with him, I think.
You know, later that night, he turned to me and said, if you're the sun, but the sun's up there.
Oh, I remember this. I was here.
How are you in two places at once?
Oh, no.
He didn't get that it was a metaphor.
This is a problem. Can I just say that you have in front of you a beautiful, curious woman.
Yes.
Who can harness.
So curious.
Who can harness.
Why is she so curious?
Well, because she sees a big world around her and wants to ask why.
Why? Ask why world?
Gosh, it's hard to know if this is worth it, you know?
You know, if only there was some medium that we might be able to use to communicate something we believe to him in simpler terms.
Oh, you mean alchemy and bird magic? Or a different person.
I remember back when mediums were easy. It was just like, people would come and do a show for you. And that was pretty cool. Sometimes they would use, like, little tiny fake people.
I see what you're saying. I think I know just the thing. Oh, wait. I just okay, wait. I'm going to go in that guy's head. I'm going to go in Chet's head. Say, okay. Can't start the extension yet.
Okay.
Chet, I'm in your head. Don't fear that it's me, Marachnetes, everyone's favorite voice in your head.
Oh my gosh.
Before you set up for that extension.
Great news, we got an extension.
I'm so excited for you.
Every day, everyone in this production is putting in 300% and 20 fingers.
Well deserved. Well deserved, my friend. But I need to ask you a little favor.
For the king? Today? With no time for attack rehearsal? Well, if it can be done, it isn't so until you play it. Until you play it so.
That
okay,
was
here
so
we go.
Good, Chet.
Everyone, change of plans. I'm going to need new costumes, new finger puppets. Not the prince, make the prince a king. And this is the last you'll hear from us for a while. Everyone, go to rehearsal now. You have new scripts. I wrote them just now. Here they are. Get to learning. We're doing a show for the king. What is happening out in the courtyard now?
Well, it's a great show for you, and I think I know just how. You will enjoy it best. Why don't you sit in the center and rest? And just take it in, Your Highness.
This plays the thing. It will please the king.
Better,
please.
The king.
Once upon a time,
it was a beautiful morning in the kingdom of Squelch.
Hello, it is I, the queen. But for your sake, why don't you think of me as the sun? Not literally, just like, see, that queen sitting next to you? She's a human. I'm a puppet, but also, what if I was the sun? See how it's all make-believe but still true, and the queen isn't in two places? Are you with us, king?
Yes, I, the king, understand. You're saying that you are like the sun, but you're not saying like. You're just saying you are the sun.
Right. How about let's imagine the word like is still in the sentence. I am the queen, and I'm like the sun.
Am I learning grammar right now? This is actually pretty fun. I enjoy this. I feel like I've learned about metaphors and similes and how they're the same, but different.
The play's the thing. The play's the thing to please the king.
Oh, if only you had asked me more questions. questions about my inner life, then we might feel more connected. And maybe we'd be on the same page about raising our some smart and some not smart sons.
Wait, are you saying that if I ask you questions, that will make you happy, which in turn will make us happier together?
That's right.
Whoa, speaking of our sons, here's some of them come now. Here's the oldest one, and always falling in mud.
I've fallen in mud, and I'm taking this as a sign that I'd like to be a baker. Goodbye, family. I bid you adieu.
Hello, my name is Bingus. I'm the second oldest son, and I'm clearly both an empathetic and kind character, but smart enough to heed good advice.
Hold on, Narcissia. That actor's doing a perfect impression of our son. It's Mingus down there. Sorry, he's still going.
If only there were someone with the power of state to declare that the succession of firstborn is clearly a dumb system, so that I, Bingus, might become king. For it is clear that I have both the character and mind to well govern this kingdom into a golden age.
What's all this now? They didn't have any bread and I did. Oh, father, was there a play going on in the courtyard right now? Mother, Maroctates, players, hello, how are you doing?
Yes, there's a play happening right now. You sort of interrupted the whole thing.
Did I now?
Yes. I think you actually walked over many of their...
Is that what those crunchy things were under my feet?
Yes.
Hello there, I'm Fingus. Puppet Fingus.
Oh, hello, Puppet Fingus. I'm real
Puppet?
Fingus.
Oh, Puppet Fingus is really good.
Puppet Fingus is really good. Hold on, are we allowed to talk to the puppet versions of ourselves like he's doing?
I would say no, but, you know, keep it limited. I think they want some audience.
Boy, stop talking to the puppet. Well, I'm sorry, Father. It said he was Fingus, and I'm Fingus.
You know what I've always wondered, me being Fingus?
Okay.
I wonder if I'm an asshole, because deep down I know sometimes that I'm doing things that aren't very nice.
How does he know what's in my head?
And so I think, maybe, if I just follow those instincts and stick true to the real empathetic impulses inside me, I might actually be able to be a good person.
Hey.
And if I could abandon all the insecurity that comes of having a father who never expressed any interest in me as just a lowly fourth son, and realize that...
Wait, now it's about me.
I'm a real person in and of myself.
And now it's about me again. Well...
Then maybe I could be happy.
That's such a good idea, but it's so hard to see. But all the best ideas, like this one, came from me. I'm gonna be a better person. Thank you, little pup and me. And Daddy, I love you, Daddy. I wish you would say you love me. And now I'm going away. On a journey of self-reform.
Wait. Wingus. Fingus. Here's the truth. When we told you to go to Westphalia.
Well, it was my idea to go to Westphalia.
When you decided to go to Westphalia. That was kind of a lie. You see, Bingus and I were hoping that there you would die.
Oh, sure.
Then we'd take the throne.
Yeah.
Because we would rule well. But if we killed our poor brothers, then we would surely burn in hell.
Chet, should we stop the play? 'Cause this stuff is so good. I mean, someone write it down.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I think someone should.
I think that blurring the lines between the audience and the actors is all the rage. I just thought of a really good quote right now. All the world's the same.
Please the thing
that'll please the king. Yeah, the play is the thing.
I just been broadcasting it inside your head this whole time. We'll never know.
The end!
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They are so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. Hey, welcome.
Oh, welcome back. It's Marachnites. Still in your head. Welcome back. Oh my gosh, Sarah, what a blast. That was so fun.
Thank y'all so much for having me.
First of many times, I'm sure.
What a treat.
What a delight.
Oh my gosh.
We know that we want to do a rap, but we don't know what we want to do a rap about. We were like, let's find it.
We're going to find it.
God, I love what Zach is laying down here so much.
Ooh.
It's so smooth. Ooh. There's lots of smooth things in the world.
Yeah.
Smooth things?
Smooth things.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. You're gonna put down some notes in that bass in that treble, but what I really wanna do is skip a smooth ass pebble. I'm talking about those ones, if you think about the ones that are sitting on that river bank, and it gets two skips if you're feeling so loose, so three skips if you know what to do, and if you don't know to skip, just get that wrist and get that wrist so you can just
and that smooth
smooth. Ooh, ooh. Baby, they're smooth.
Baby, they're smooth.
You want rough things, but you know I got them. But leave that shit at home. I want a baby bottom. In a diaper, and you know you open that shit up. What do you find? You find, well, shit up. There's a baby in it, fill the thing with shit. But I don't care about that, I don't care about it. All I want's the actual skin that hasn't been tainted by the ears that he's in, yeah.
That skin is smooth.
Baby bottom smooth.
Baby bottom that's smooth.
Not aged a month.
Baby that's smooth. Baby that's smooth.
1980 is the year and the day. You walk into a hotel and what's that the play? You're in the elevator and you're about the sound that you hear. You hear it all around and it's jazz, but not the abrasive kind. It's a slower kind of jazz to ease your mind. Mostly instrumental saxophone and the high saxophone. You can't leave it alone. You're like, this kind of music I could zone right out. This some smooth ass jazz, it's what I'm all about. And you'll be listening to the music day or night, the kind of music that just makes it impossible to fight. And that's smooth. Baby, that's smooth. Baby, that's smooth. And if you don't think we can need more smooth things, well, we're here to prove.
Get that jazz music, make it a little trippy. What about if you wanna get up on some Skippy? Let me answer all your questions, what and if. But if you don't like Peter Pan, Skippy, Juice, Jif. But I'm not doing, no, I don't have no hunch that I'm gonna ever get down with that type that's crunch. No, I want all those nuts so ground, so smooth. That's the way that I want a PB&J with you.
You're here to do crimes, the message is subliminal. I don't want that kind of criminal. I need a smooth criminal who gets out quick. Cat burglar, smooth crime will do the trick.
You go up to a girl, it is middle school.
Hi.
You do something and you just know that that isn't cool. Who comes up to you? It's just your bully Dan, and he says, smooth movement.
Oh, not smooth.
Not smooth.
You are not smooth. Situation, act like you got something to prove.
Why does Dan have to point out not smooth?
Frogs, they can be smooth, and yeah, fog, fog can be smooth.
Logs, yeah, they can be smooth. Pogs and slammers, they can be smooth.
Maybe logs,
yeah,
that can be smooth. Yeah,
go for a jog, that can be smooth.
Shell of a turtle, that could be smooth. One face of a hurdle, that could be smooth.
Yo, the spots of a cheetah,
yeah,
that could be smooth. When I say nice to meet ya, yeah, that could be smooth.
A nice egg custard,
that could be smooth.
A nice pot of mustard,
that could be smooth.
Be smooth. The Monopoly,
that could be smooth.
A weird oligopoly,
that could be smooth.
Baby, that's smooth.
A brand new driver's license,
that could be smooth.
$1 coin,
that could be smooth.
A claw for your loin,
that could be smooth.
George of the Jungle,
that could be smooth.
I'm talking George of the Jungle.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're talking George of the Jungle.
Ooh, the man is so smooth. George of the Jungle,
the man is so smooth.
Singing on vines, have you checked out his moves?
Talking George of the Jungle. George of the Jungle,
he's so smooth. Watch out for that smooth.
Sarah Kaplan,
ladies and gentlemen. Sarah,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. What's that Twitter handle?
You can follow me at Sarah Flows, no H in Sarah, and that is a pun on my middle name, but you don't get to know my middle name.
You don't get to know what that is. That's a secret. You still teaching welding classes?
You know, I'm not, because of this whole face surgery. I'm not allowed inside a metal shop for a while.
Yeah, those blowtorches are probably not great around it. But...
Hell yeah, though. I mean, that's a fun fact to throw out.
If you wanted to learn to weld from Sarah, you're going to have to wait a bit. Hey, thanks so much to Zach Marsh on the keys. God damn, I love it every time you're here. It's so great. Also, our boy Eric Calver.
On the drums, as good as they come. Get better, Wickens the Sickens.
Brett.
We got Brett on the fret. Choo Choo, he's also an engineer for you too.
Only thing sick about him today is those sweet licks. Sick licks, bro.
And a sick hat. Y'all can't see it, but it's dope.
It's a good hat.
Thank you so much. Hey, guess what? If you're in the LA area, please come to the Satellite on January 21st. Doors are at 8. Tickets are $8 to see the Zach and the Jess host a night of comedy songs. We got the Sloppy Boys. We got the Apple Sisters.
We got Demi Adijuive. We got
Aaron and Melissa. And we got everyone's favorite Very Real emo band, Every Place I Cry. Please come check it out. It's going to be a super fun night.
Not to be missed. We got some live shows coming up. You can check them out on thezachandthejess.com/live. Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Sleepy Babies. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, with bird magic and alchemy,
there's a radio station that y'all should see.